And welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio, meaning some live music comes your way. And it's the sound of the flute and the piano you'll be hearing for much of this hour, and much of it live, too. And welcome our performers for this part of the hour. They are flutist Danielle Breisach, and the pianist is Jan Avedian. Welcome to the midday.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you for having us on today.
And so your current standing, you're both right around finishing doctorates in music at the UW-Madison.
Yes, I completed my doctorate about a year ago, December 2015, and Jana?
I'm going to complete it in next year.
Okay, so you're in the highest echelons
yes.
of graduate studenthood, and you both have a lot of performances behind you then.
Yeah, we've actually been playing together for about 4 years.
Oh, have you? Okay. Well, fortunately, there's a fair amount of repertory to draw from for flute and piano.
I think we would argue that it's probably the next best selection after violin and piano.
Uh-huh. So you don't have to do a lot of transcribing, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Now, about this piece you've selected to play, this is, we're going to hear all three movements of Sonata Number 1 that Eric Owaisen wrote all the way back in 2011.
All the way back in 2011, yeah. He wrote it for flutist Maria Martin, and it's a typical flute and piano sonata in three movements, the first and the last movements being a bit faster, and then the inner movement being a bit slower. And just a note about the inner movement, it's based off of another composition that Owaisen wrote called Flight of the Hummingbird, which was written for soprano Catherine Porch, and it's from his song cycle Sea of the Stars, or Sea of Sea and Stars.
All right, here we go. The Sonata Number 1 for flute and piano by Eric Owaisen.
Thank you.
That was the Sonata No. 1 for Flute and Piano from 2011 by Eric Oasen, the contemporary, obviously, American composer. And the flutist was Daniel Breitzach. The pianist was Jan Avidyan. And they're in our Buck studio today, sharing some of their music with us. And I gather Oasen has some notion that you have to breathe in there, but he's not terribly aware of that need on your part, Danielle?
Thankfully, like I was telling you earlier, I'm just getting over a cold, and there are actually a lot of really good places to breathe, thankfully. We were just recently working on another piece by the Mexican composer Samuel Zeman, and he really has no place to breathe in there. So this is Oasen's being very generous to me in this piece.
Well, there were some places where Jana kind of does the solo riffing there for a while.
And, oh, yeah.
And takes over. I noticed you recovered nicely during those.
Yeah, she has a beautiful solo at the beginning of the second movement, so that gives me enough time to recover.
And so now what prompted you two to start performing together? You say it's been 4 years now?
So, yeah, back must have been, what, 2013, 2014?
2013?
2013. We met as we were preparing for the Shane Woodwind Piano Duo competition at UW-Madison, and we went on to win that year, and we enjoyed working together so much that we've been working through the flute and piano rep ever since.
And so what are the last couple of things that you worked on other than Oasen?
So I was talking about Samuel Zeman's mm-hmm. second sonata for flute and piano. That just came out this last summer, and it was premiered at the National Flute Convention. Coming up next, we're going to be working on Nikolai Kapustin's sonata for flute and piano and Yuko Ubayashi's sonata for flute and piano. So, a Ukrainian composer and a Japanese composer who's currently living in France.
Do you feel as you perform publicly that you have to keep raising the bar, you know, that you have to make it more and more difficult for yourself?
We started out with some pretty challenging rep to begin with, and like I said, we're just kind of working our way through things that look interesting, sound interesting, and so I would say in terms of performance level, yes, we feel that we have to keep raising the bar, but in terms of like challenge in regards to the repertoire, not necessarily. There are a lot of good pieces that are not super challenging.
And now more from the flute and the piano, and in this case a couple of recordings that one of my guests, Danielle Breitzach, has chosen to share with us, both from the same CD, a recent release on the Hour of Dreaming Beep Records. Is that the name of the the label, or is that the name of the piece?
The Hour of Dreaming is the title of the CD, and Beep Records is the...
Okay, I'm glad we sorted that out. Well, the first piece you've chosen is by Mendelssohn, and was this originally for flute and piano?
No, this was originally written for piano solo, and this was composed around 1830 originally for that instrument. And this is an arrangement for flute and piano done by Galway and Christensen.
And the performers for this recording are?
The flutist for this performance is Lorna McGee, who is our guest artist this year for the Wisconsin Flute Festival, which will be this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, before we forget, what's specific for the Flute Festival? When and where?
The Flute Festival will be held at the Pyle Center all day from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., followed by a free concert at 5 p.m. in Mills Concert Hall.
Okay, and so she's the featured flutist for the occasion. And so this is her performing with pianist Piers Lane, the Rondo Capriccioso, originally for piano solo by Mendelssohn. Something for everybody to do there after all. I mean, originally for piano, but they're very much a work for flute and piano, an arrangement of the Rondo Capriccioso by Mozart. Lorna McGee was the flutist and Piers Lane the pianist, and the former will be featured guest at the Wisconsin Flute Festival, which is coming up when again?
It's coming up this Saturday, March 4th. From 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Pyle Center, with a free open-to-the-public concert at 5 p.m. in Mills Concert Hall.
And now, one more from the combination of Lorna McGee and Piers Lane, and as selected by my guest, one of them at least, Danielle Breisach.
So the next piece you're going to hear is by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, and he's relatively unknown in the U.S., although this next piece that you're going to hear does get performed fairly frequently. It was written in 1958, and it is his aria for flute and piano.
Thank you.
That was Lorna McGee with pianist Piers Lane and the aria by Ernst von Dohnányi, the 20th century Hungarian composer. A selection chosen by my guests today, who earlier during the midday played Eric Oasen's Sonata No. 1 for flute and piano, and they are Danielle Breisach, flute, and Jan Avidjan, piano. Pleasure having both of you.
Thank you for having us on, Norman. It was great to play.
Danielle is a recent PhD, and Jana is a soon-to-be PhD at the UW-Madison. And thanks to Peter Bryant and Tom Blaine and Steve Gotcher for making some radio magic during the midday today.